Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In a normal year, many of us in agriculture would have been attending National Ag Day events, gathering together to celebrate farmers' and ranchers' contributions to America's quality of life, economy, sustainability, and even national security. But this is not a normal year, and there is no gathering together. Current events have many Americans thinking about farmers more than ever as everyone stocks up on staple foods or our favorite snacks and hunkers down to ride out COVID-19. As we always do, farmers and ranchers will be at work in our fields, barns, and orchards, making sure there's enough food for everyone at the same time that we take precautions to keep ourselves, our families, and our farm workers safe. Of course, we can't do it alone. Farmers and ranchers can grow as much food as possible, but it doesn't matter unless that food gets packaged, shipped, and stocked in stores. So this year, another difference in our Ag Day celebrations seems to be timely and appropriate. Instead of just focusing on the work of farmers and ranchers, I want to share the love and shine a spotlight on many other members of the food chain who deserve recognition. Many farmers and ranchers wouldn't have a market for what we grow without our partners in the cooperative and processing side of the supply chain. Farm Bureau at the national and state levels has been in touch with processing plants to make sure we are addressing any issues that could stand in the way of continuing to process and package our farmer members' commodities into food products for shipment to distributors and stores. We are grateful to the employees working in those plants. Their work is vital to keeping food moving to the market. Likewise, we are grateful to our nation's meat inspectors and other food inspectors who have remained on the job to keep processing plants operational and ensure the continued safety of our food supply. Truck drivers and other transportation workers who could be at home with their families are, instead, on the road delivering for consumers and farmers. We are so thankful to them, their dispatchers, and others in the transportation industry for delivering the essentials we all depend on for survival. Anyone who has been to the grocery store lately could understand why store employees might be feeling a bit exhausted and overwhelmed. The rush to stock up on food staples and snacks for self-distancing has had grocery stores overrun with anxious and sometimes unruly shoppers. Meanwhile, the shelves need constant restocking. We in agriculture thank all the grocery store workers who are putting service ahead of their own comfort, making sure that everyone can buy the food items that we grow on our farms and ranches. We appreciate our farm workers who are like members of our family. Many of them travel hundreds or thousands of miles and return year after year to work on our farms and ranches. We're helping them stock up on food, reminding them to wash their hands, keeping them informed of other ways to prevent infection, encouraging them to stay home if they're sick, and making sure they know that their health is the most important consideration. But we cannot produce our nation's food supply without their help, and we are grateful for them. And then farmers and ranchers are hashtag still farming, producing the agricultural products that we all need and that bring such comfort to us at this time of uncertainty and concern for our families, friends, employees, and neighbors. Like farmers and ranchers, our supply chain partners in processing, transportation, retail, and other sectors are on the job, feeding and supplying our fellow Americans. On this National Ag Day and every day, we are grateful for the work of all who play a part in bringing food to our tables. 48 agriculture groups are calling on Congress to expand USDA's borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation. Congress must act to ensure the CCC has the authority and funding to assist farmers and ranchers facing serious cash flow challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter, addressed to both Senate and House leaders, reads, "Farmers, ranchers, and the supply chain that support them will not let Americans down during this unprecedented crisis, and they are asking the same of you. Millions of producers will need help with cash flow given the rapid and unanticipated decline in commodity prices, the likely closures of ethanol processing plants, the effective elimination of direct-to-consumer sales, and decline in full-service restaurant and school meal demand." Groups representing food, fuel, and fiber signed on to the letter, including AFBF. During this time of uncertainty related to COVID-19, I want to provide you with the latest information on some of the most pressing member questions. Illinois Farm Bureau is and has been in close contact with Illinois Department of Agriculture Acting Director Jerry Costello. Last week, Farm Bureau worked to ensure agriculture was considered an essential business for the shelter-in-place order. We appreciate agriculture receiving this designation. This also includes ag suppliers, fuel providers, processing and distribution of ag outputs, as well as other businesses that support or provide supplies necessary for farmers to operate. Farmers will be able to put a crop in the ground this spring. The work is intense right now. Keep checking farmweeknow.com and the COVID-19 landing page on the IFB website for regular updates. Here are a few of the highlights from this past week's work. Agriculture is deemed an essential industry in Governor Pritzker's shelter-in-place order. You do not need any permits or papers as you work on your farm or travel roads for necessary farming activities. Stay tuned for details regarding the stimulus package. Congress is considering a variety of options to assist farmers. IDOT has issued a 10% variance for hauling certain food supplies. This variance does not include live animals or grains. The Hours of Service Emergency Declaration declared by the FMCSA does provide hours of service regulatory relief to commercial vehicle drivers transporting emergency relief in response to the nationwide coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak. It does allow hauling livestock in emergencies created by COVID-19. Farm Bureau is advocating for H-2A guest worker expirations to be extended and new guest worker processing to be expedited. Pesticide applicator licenses that expired on 12/31/2019 will be extended for another year. Illinois Department of Agriculture is developing an approach to provide training for persons who do not currently have a license. Stay tuned for that. At this time, in-person classroom dicamba training sessions are no longer available as a precaution against the spread of COVID-19. Choose the online training program for the product you plan to use to provide certification for using dicamba in 2020. Training programs are available online. Market Maker, in partnership with Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Farmers Market Association, and Illinois Specialty Growers Association, recently began piloting an e-commerce program for any farm or food business that creates a profile. It is a pay-per-transaction fee, so there is no subscription cost to use, but allows quick, immediate connection to customers. We hope this is a helpful tool for those looking to connect directly with consumers. If you have additional questions, please email those to news@ilfb.org. We will be answering, Illinois Farm Bureau will be answering those questions on the RFD Today radio program, or you can go to the COVID-19 landing page located on the IFB website. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Stay safe, stay healthy, and God bless America.